Hello, fellow safety professional, and welcome to another podcast in a long series of podcasts based on an article in Safety and Health magazine that's all about you. Trees are amazing. There is a vast northern red oak I walk past regularly. I take walks mostly every day. It's awe-inspiring. This thing is huge. During winter, several bird and squirrel nests are visible on its branches. You can't see them in the summer, you know, because of the leaves and all. The numbers of creatures it supports is fantastic, from woodpeckers to fungi. This tree gives without complaint, of course. It's over 100 feet tall with dozens of beautiful branches. I try to be like a tree. I want to help others and support those with whom I interact. As a safety pro, I have plenty of opportunities to do that. You do too. Trees teach a valuable lesson about supporting others. Here's how you can be like a tree at work and home. Display a pleasant demeanor. Be pleasant almost all the time. Yes, you may have had a bad day at work, and when you get home, you feel miserable. Your partner or whoever may get negative energy from you if you feel sour. Sometimes this isn't easy to avoid. But generally, you can be pleasant at work or when interacting with other people. As with every other social skill, you need to practice it purposefully to hone it. I try to pay attention to how I respond when someone says or does something that irritates me. I found that if I stay quiet and purposefully smile and tell myself, look, don't get upset, Hawk. You just calm down, just be nice no matter what. It works. I also try to be humorous at work and when I'm out and about, not to the point of being ridiculous. You can go overboard, and I have gone overboard at times, but not anymore. I don't think I usually do. But you want to be humorous enough to make people interact with me smile. When I show up on a construction crew, for example, you know, here's the safety guy. I want them to talk positively about me when I leave, even if I must tell them to change something or even shut down the job. Like a tree, I want to be a pleasant person who provides shade by boosting other people's emotions. And it takes conscious effort to be pleasant. Remember that it does. You have to purposely work on it, especially when things are going awry. Walking into a root cause meeting about a serious accident when everybody in the room is stern and reserved and they're looking at you like, you're the safety guy, this shouldn't happen, right? Or safety woman, doesn't matter. Being the only person with a pleasant demeanor takes courage and self-awareness. But you can do it, and it will be helpful. Here's another point. Share your wisdom. I'm listening to a book entitled The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Wohlleben. I can't recommend it highly enough. If you like science books about nature, it's wonderful. And obviously it inspired me too to have this topic be this month's article. One exciting thing I've learned from the book, which I didn't know at all, is that big old trees help saplings in various ways. They take care of their kids, basically. So should those of us who have been in the safety field for a while help neophytes in their journey as safety pros. Also, anybody in any new industry you work in will benefit from old-timers' advice. When I returned to the workforce in 2021, my coworkers' help was vital to my ability to work. So many things had changed, and yes, I was frightened. Things were so much different than when I had left the nuclear industry. I was a radiation protection technician and supervisor and a safety manager. But when I got back, so much stuff was different. But I was lifted by others, mostly younger actually, colleagues who came to my aid. It was a heartwarming experience that I still cherish. And it reinforced my determination to help others similarly. Feed yourself. Trees give, but they also have to take care of staying alive. I mean, they have to photosynthesis, they have to get water, you know, all that kind of stuff. So the lesson is feed yourself with new information, but also grow as a person. I don't want to stagnate, even though I am a seasoned tree. My bark and roots may have been around for a while, but I want to expand my influence and abilities. For myself, of course, but also so I can help others even more than I have during my brief existence. Be thrilled about learning new things. I still am. I'm giving a talk this month to a group of folks who handle the luggage and do other support functions at Newark, New Jersey Airport and other airports. I'm so excited, not just about the talk and I'm going to have a job, right? But I'm going to learn all about what happens behind the scenes. And I asked the fellow, the president of the company, I said, can I come the day before if it's not too much of a problem, you know, expense on you, and go get a tour and find out how you guys do what you do? He said, sure. So I'm very excited about that. It will feed my mind like a soft spring rain and help me stay mentally vibrant. I'll have different stories to tell my friends and people I meet. Giving support to other people, yes, you should do that a lot, but you need to care for yourself so you can keep giving. If you don't care for yourself, you're not going to be able to give. One life lesson that has stayed with me for many years and has helped me be successful as a professional speaker and human in general, I believe, is that the more you can support other people, the happier you will be, and the more others will seek your shade and nourishment.